Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Quite the statement from Jesus. He is speaking to the men that have already pledged their lives to Him. He is telling them that unless He empowers them, they cannot do it on their own. That is the new purpose of the disciples' lives. One night, Peter and his disciples got on the boat for fishing. On this occasion, they had fished all night but had caught nothing. They were prepared to accept the results and move on. But Jesus, knowing their intentions, gave clear instructions what to do next. Jesus' instruction must have seemed impractical to Peter. He and his colleagues were professional fishermen after all. Yet Jesus challenged them and their assumptions. He wanted them to do things in a new way. Peter's reaction was at first defensive, stressing that they had worked hard. Quite often, that's our disposition when we are confronted with the truth of God's word. Jesus wasn't questioning the men's efforts or their skill, but he wanted to teach them that there was another dimension to life, a supernatural spiritual dimension. This is the realm that natural minds could not comprehend, a realm that only could be entered through faith and obedience. Peter decided to enter that realm when he obeyed Jesus' words. They caught so many fish that their nets began to break. There is a sea of difference between the natural and the spiritual. The Word of God teaches us that Jesus is the way to the Father's heart and our eternal home. We cannot proclaim the Jesus truth, but then do it any way we like. Nor can we follow the Jesus way without attesting to the Jesus truth. Jesus is calling us to enter this spiritual realm in every part of everyday life. Laying aside your pride and preconceived ideas, listen and obey Him in faith. Experience the spiritual dimension in the practical things of life. Resolve to do life His way and by His word. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ." Remember, my friends, the Jesus way wedded to the Jesus truth brings about the Jesus life. Shall we pray? Loving Heavenly Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we pray for your grace, mercy, and peace upon us. Open our eyes and our understanding, Spirit of God, and help us to see what you see. Lord Jesus, may we do things your way in the light of your truth. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.